This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Peace back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you the newest linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys. It is Eric Kendricks. Eric, how's this training camp going
hey.
So far?
Great. Oh my God!
Yes,
we're in California.
Let's go!
Come on!
You want me to do a different intro?
There's gonna be so much editing later. Yeah.
Wow!
We did it.
All right, just so I can say I did a clean version of it. KNC masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you the newest Dallas Cowboys linebacker, Eric Kendricks. Good afternoon, sir.
What's up?
I just want to tell everyone, we'll have another version of this interview that you'll have to take a listen to. There might be a lot of beeps in it, but it's going to be really fun. I was just talking with Zeke, and one of the things that he said that I thought was a really good philosophy is one of the things about training camp is you're out here, you're spending more time with the guys both on and off the field. It builds the camaraderie, which makes you want to play more for one another. Is that – I know training camp's important for other reasons, but is that one of the big things that helps?
100%. Locker room is crucial, especially during training camp. You know, everybody's working. Everybody's a little bit tired. You know, your feet get a little bit sore. So all the little joking around, you know, getting to know somebody, you know, even on a serious level, you know, getting to know someone personally, you know, you may relate to things in your past. That all comes into play, and you know, you wouldn't realize when it really comes into play on the field, but it matters. Fourth quarter.
When you're talking about some of these serious conversations, well, I've always been curious. It probably changes year to year, team to team, but like give or take, how many like really close relationships do you feel like you have on the team? Y'all are all close inherently, but like how many guys you're like, oh dude,
right now?
Yeah.
I would say there's for sure a handful. You know, some guys you just get along with real well, like you like you've known them for a while, you know? Obviously I built relationships on other teams in that as well. College, high school, you know, with the Vikings, with the Chargers, you know, but even last year, you know, I had relationships that grew throughout the season. So I'm looking forward to that as well. You know, I'm still kind of new here, and I know a couple people, but at the same time, I'm building those stepping stones too.
Now you are new here, and my co-host Corey demanded that we have you on the show.
I did, yeah.
Because he has big expectations for you. So I'm sure you put your own pressure on yourself, but Corey,
yeah, it's wild because I actually had big expectations.
Okay. Hey, wow. Yeah.
Perfect.
That makes sense. Yeah. I'd be really concerned if you're like, I can feel it winding down. This is going to be a mid-season. I'd be like, oh, no.
No, man. Well, I mean, obviously the relationship with Zimmer is something that jumps out immediately because you've known him for a long time and you know his defense. Mm-hmm. The familiarity must have been something that intrigued you about coming to Dallas because you knew he was here and you could do this.
Absolutely. Definitely. You know, I kind of was in a different defense for 2 years in a row, you know, learning the ropes. I was kind of like the new person learning it, and you know it was cool. I ended up learning it, but you know I feel like my comfortability in this defense, playing Mike in this defense, you know, the variations, the changes, you know, the adjustments we make at halftime, our preparation week to week, you know, is what I want to get it back into.
My kid, I heard that you were a car guy.
Oh yeah.
And my kid and I
you
were
mean
talking
the
about
vehicles, not
vehicles,
the,
not like the movie
movies, cars.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe he loves the movie
hey
cars
now.
Too.
Ka-choo.
Yeah, exactly. Ka-chow, ka-chow. All right, so my ka-chow. Kid,
see, I was see, yeah, you're up. Definitely not a fan.
I'm new
of the
to
movies.
It. You know, to be honest with you, I held off the movie cars until my son. So I just had my son. You know, we watch cars now, but I haven't watched the movie until I literally saved it for myself, and now I love it.
It is. Yeah. It's I love it too. Yeah. Now my kid, he's 13, and he's starting to get into cars, and he was like, do you think he would buy the Mercedes Avatar Vision car? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Have you seen it with the scales on the back and everything? I was like, I don't
it's absolutely just, that's going to be out of my price range for sure as far as vehicles is concerned. But you know, I do love a good Benz every once in a while.
Did you go to a car show in this area, and are you currently driving something from that car show?
I go to car shows all the time, and I have been to car shows in this area, but I am currently driving 911 Turbo S,
and I heard about
it's a 992, so it's the new one, and man, is it fun to drive.
Is that a purchase of yours?
No.
Or is this,
you know, so actually shout out to Porsche, you know, they let me drive one to camp and have it for the month. So you know, I have a good relationship with them. I've done a couple racetrack days with them. I own a GT3 RS, the former version. So you know, let's go. Match made in heaven.
Do you feel like the common people call it Porsche and the really in the know people call it Porsche?
Yeah, I mean, I just try to call it Porsche as much as possible. You know, every once in a while a Porsche comes out because that's just how, you know, us Americans are used to saying it. But I don't know. It, tomato, tomato.
Now, and then the movie Ford versus Ferrari. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Let's see how cowboys he is now. Ford or Ferrari?
So I'm actually a huge fan of both. But ooh. I have a Mustang.
Ooh, there
but
you go.
I do want a Ferrari at some point.
Okay.
You know, my dream car is, you know, either a Ford GT, like a 2005, or, you know, a Ferrari 458 Speciale.
Yes.
Do you wait till you're like, let me wait till my career's over to chase that? Or are you like, let me just wait till the price feels a little bit better?
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's a good buying market actually right now, to be honest with you. But at the same breath, you know, just when it feels right, you know, I find the right car that I'm kind of, you know, I'm always looking, you know, I'm always looking.
Sure.
But, you know, it's got to feel right too.
That's a little different from Alfred Morris, who had the same Toyota that he had from like when he was in high school.
He drove up. I respected it because I'm somebody who will like stick with it until it's broken. He rode up in his busted 91 car, and I was like, yes, that is a man who takes care of his money.
I mean, if you buy a car and you're, you know, your plan is to run the brakes off of it, you know, you got to do that. You know, get your money out of it. But I like driving a little. I like driving cars for like 10 to 20,000 miles and then just kind of selling them for like what I paid for them were like a couple thousand less, so it's like I get a free car.
Okay, yeah.
So like I play that game a lot.
Or maybe a rental fee at worst. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like registration fees and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, insurance. But that's the game I like to play. So I like to kind of like, you know, drive like a little bit of a rare daily. But, you know, that's what I do.
This secondary, you got some dudes that love to get the football. Mm-hmm. They love to get the football.
Sure do.
And I'm kind of curious on, you know, that was a Dan Quinn. We hadn't seen something like that around here in a long time. Players that did that, Dan Quinn kind of brought that in. Is that, how does that model work with the Zimmer defense? Are they still going to be that kind of aggressive? Are they going to be different lockdown? What are your feelings there?
I feel like it just, you know, I feel like once as a DB, once you get the taste for the ball, you know, it's just, you know, that's just what you taste blood, you know, at the same time, you know, you gotta have it. So I love that they have that mindset. You know, I think that with our defense, you know, I think what we're focused on first and foremost is stopping the run, you know, obviously. But in the same breath, you know, once we get that job done, that's when our pass rush and our secondary comes alive. You know, those work hand to hand together. When the quarterback has to get rid of the ball quick or he has to hold it a little bit too long, that's when you start seeing big plays in the back end.
You were just talking about stopping the run. I realize we're really, really early in camp, but do you get the sense that that is going to be a focus of camp for – not because – in past years, the Cowboys also struggled stopping the run. I realize that is not your responsibility or this team's responsibility, but it feels like it might trickle over because of that.
It's definitely a team effort, you know what I mean? I think the stopping the run is a mentality first and foremost, you know, but you know, I've been on a lot of great defenses. You know, I play with a lot of great players who just take that mindset, and you know, sometimes you're going to have a harder down than others. And that's what it means to be successful. Then we got to play good defense.
Is third down your favorite down?
That's the money down. Absolutely.
There you go. Now, one of the things that we were talking about off air, Summer Olympics getting started. Do you have a Summer Olympic sport or athlete that you're interested in checking out?
You know, my wife ran track in college.
Oh.
And, you know, soccer. She played soccer as well. So I think those are the two that we kind of key in on. Those people are the best in the world. Obviously, we know that. But it's just crazy to see, you know, them running over and over and over again. You know, I was at UC. I train at UCLA in the off seasons, and a bunch of track men and women are there working their butts off. So it was cool to see them. Put in the work,
yeah,
and then run and then beast it,
in the
trials and stuff like that. So, you know, they're going to be representing our country, and it's cool that I got to share like a little bit of a gym with them at some point.
Do you like one of the things we were talking with our producer about? I think I like the Winter Olympics better because from Texas, I can see people run, I can see people swim. I never get to see someone go, hey, do you want to go slalom or whatever? Like that never happens. And so, I think I'm more partial to the Winter Olympics, even though the Summer Olympics are awesome. I'm just like, I don't ever get to see these sports. I don't know what a luge is outside of this.
And it's crazy because, like, you have people who are dedicating their lives to these sports, too. Right. And it's like some of the sports that are so foreign to you.
Yes.
And, like, so, like, but they're masters at them. You know? It's crazy.
Did you see them sweep the brush on that curling?
It's real.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, real deal.
Canoe slaloms and all that, too.
All right, bobsled.
So, yeah, exactly. The when you get out of the car, you got the car, you got the clicker and everything. Do you hit it once or do you hit it twice just to make sure?
You gotta hit it once. Once is just you not even thinking about it. Boom. Twice is when you walk away, you look back at it. Boom, boom. Three times. Did I lock that?
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Bump, bump.
Just got to make sure.
Are you ever afraid it's like a garage door opener? If you push it again, it'll reopen?
No.
I used to be terrified if someone, when I first started driving, if someone pushed my garage door opener, doesn't matter where I was. I was like,
oh, yeah.
I would push it again just to make sure.
No, yeah. I have like two garage door openers. I had two garage door openers at some point, and when I would press the opposite one, I would be like, dang, I'm miles away. And like, I hope my garage doesn't
exactly. know.
I was in San Antonio last week, and I pushed it, and I went, oh, man, I'm in Plano. Did I do that right? I don't know.
Logic dictates that.
Even though you're
fine.
You're right on your street, and you're pressing it, and it's, like, not working, and you're like,
here I am, 150 miles away going, I don't know.
That's definitely going to work. Zach Martin, I believe it was yesterday, said, hey, you want to stack good practice on top of good practice. I'm curious what that means to you in terms of team good practice, and then individually, what's a good practice for you?
Good practice to me is just feeling good. You know, obviously, there's going to be mistakes made, and sometimes that is part of good practice, because when you make a mistake, especially like if it's a new play or new concept or someone throws something at you where it's like, you know what? I saw it then, but next time I'll be ready for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like even a mistake is good at this time, but a good practice to me is me coming out engaged. You know, I'm ready to work. I get my good warm-up in. I'm feeling good, feeling nice and lubed up. And from the first snap, from the first start, like, I'm locked in. I'm ready to give the calls. I'm ready to, you know, command. I'm ready to communicate. Like, there's no lull. There's no lag. That's a good practice to me. Like, you know, being sharp and being crisp with communication.
How do you feel about the versatility thus far on this offense? Because, obviously, we had some people playing linebacker that you might think are better suited for safety. We've talked about how versatile Micah Parsons is. What do you think about the versatility this defensive group brings to the table?
You know, I feel like it's going to be interesting because we have a lot of ways to attack people. You know what I mean? We're going to have a lot of ways to draw things up in the dirt. And as long as everybody understands the concepts fundamentally, we can get a lot of things done in pressure-wise.
Yeah, I was kind of curious on that part of, like, a lot of Cowboys fans, they want to make up for what happened against Green Bay immediately. Would you anticipate, look, it's going to come out hot, or we're building to something with this defense?
You know, we got to just be right here, right now. You know what I mean? Like, you know, first of all, I wasn't here. So
yeah, exactly. Point. Exactly.
Know, point.
What happened? You know, I don't know. You know, so
we ran out of time. Yeah, that's what happened.
I have no idea. So, anyway, you know, we're building. You know, it's a long season. You know, we know that. It's a long training camp, and, you know, we got a lot of stepping stones to build out here before we even get some live looks. So, you know, once the lights come on, you know, things get real, real. And that's when you start knowing who's going to show up and who's not.
How many alarm clocks do you have set? But, like, two. Do you have two alarms set?
I have two alarms set, but I have a whole catalog full of, like, from from, like, 5 o'clock to you know, to maybe 3-4 p.m. It's just like I could just scroll and just kind of choose the times.
Yeah, same thing up there. Just so I know,
you gotta choose your quadrants of when you want to wake up.
Okay, but
last night I did do the thing where I set it for 6, and then I rolled over and I laid there for about 5 minutes, and I went,
Did I set my alarm?
Oh my
and I was
gosh.
Comfortable. And I didn't want to roll back over, but I knew I had to
Gotta check it.
And it was set.
For both of y'all, then, do you set an alarm that you actually get up at?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you set the 6 o'clock, 6.05, 6.10, you guys are driving me insane alarm?
I set the 6.05.
Oh, no.
And then the 6.10. And that's it. That's all I need.
Because I need one,
the
like 6.05, one or
two. The 6.05, I usually wake up on that one.
Okay.
And then I turn my 6.10 off. However, I can't ever get caught lacking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
exactly.
So
definitely.
I need that extra just in case.
Okay. I look, you've made it this far, and we're hoping big things for you. So
there
I guess
are.
I probably shouldn't tinker with your system. It seems like it's working. Eric, thank you very, very much for the time. We really f***ing appreciate it.
Hey, easy guy.
Oh, we're not doing that anymore. I'm sorry. Thank you very much, Eric, for the time. We really appreciate it.
No problem. I guess take care.